The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash with a silver hat about his head and a bristling black mustache. He growls as he storms the country, a villain big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold.
It's time for the Podketeer Podcast.
Good morning, Christopher Robin.
Oh, good morning, Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, well, glad to meet you. Name's Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That spells Tigger.
Now, isn't this a clever disguise?
It's the Podketeer Podcast with your host, Mark Tanner. Take it away, Mark.
This could be about anything. And if you're like me, you wait and see. For I've got curiosity.
Hello there, Podketeers, and welcome to episode 64 of the Podketeer Podcast. I haven't gone crazy. This is in honor of Talk Like a Pirate Day, which was this last Wednesday when all the audio that I recorded here on the show was actually recorded. And that's also that little bit of audio at the beginning of the show is from the old NFL films. And that one was about the Raiders. And it was The Autumn Wind is the name of it. So I hope you don't mind me playing that little bit audio in honor of Talk Like a Pirate Day. Arr. Without further ado, on with the rest of the show.
Good morning, Podketeers. Yep, you heard me right. Good morning. From California Adventure. And welcome to episode 64 of the Podketeer Podcast. I am right now in the vicinity. Well, actually, I'm immediately to the left-hand side, as you're looking at it, of the Mad Tea Party stage. And I'm just hanging around here waiting for 10 a.m., so I can go in and see the Frankenweenie 4D preview. Unfortunately, they have a big sign out there that says no audio recording. And being as I don't want to get into hot water with the fine folks at Disney, I abide by their rules and regulations, so we won't be recording it. I'm sure somebody is less scrupulous than I, and we'll post it on YouTube, so if you want to see it, just look around, somebody will post it. Or just come out here and see it. And plus the movie's coming out not too long anyway. I'm going to go see Paranorman this afternoon after I get out of here. So I'll give you, even though it's not a Disney film, I'll give you an idea what Paranorman was like. The reviews did look too bad. There's a movie about a deceased veteran and his father that hasn't got over it or something. I didn't catch the title of it, but that is just getting literally blasted to oblivion on all of the websites. I've never seen a movie that had 100% bad reviews, but this one does. And as I said, I don't recall the name of it, but just during the next segment, I'll look it up and tell you. But it is the most universally panned movie I've ever seen. Alrighty, well, the people are lining up here to see Frankenweenie 4D, so I'm going to join them. So I'll be back after I see that, and I'll tell you about it. Be back in a minute.
And now, another thrilling Frankenweenie tale. The town of New Holland, a pleasant place of ordinary citizens.
Have a good day.
But some of the townsfolk here are anything but ordinary. Meet Victor and Sparky. Victor is about to make an electrifying discovery.
Sparky, I can't believe it.
But once the secret is unleashed...
The dog is alive.
Who knows what thrills await? From the imagination of Tim Burton...
Did you get a new dog?
No, that was me.
...comes a tale so shocking that you won't believe your eyes. Available in astounding 3D and jaw-dropping black and white.
Fox Sparky!
Frankenweenie!
I can fix that.
All right, just got done with the Frankenweenie 4D preview. It was more or less the trailer. Plus, they added, a couple of minutes, maybe, of some of the footage of the movie. But it was probably three quarters of it was what you could see on YouTube on the trailer. And it is in 4D. They have some lightning effects in the theater, and they spray some water on you, water drops, on a couple of scenes. I could have lived without the water, but it's cute. And it is a remake of an older film. I'm going to have to look up the old film and see what the difference is. I was speaking to one of the cast members at the preview, and she said that they added some more children's roles and to make it more of a kid's movie. Now, what I saw here this morning was the Passholder preview. So I got to get in just a little early, the first showing of the day. But the second showing of the day, there was hardly anybody there. So, and it's very short. It's certainly not worth going out of your way for. It's worth seeing, but like I say, it may be 4 minutes long, 5 minutes long at the most. So just keep that in mind when you come to see it. Don't be expecting too much. All right, now I'm going to wander over to the animation building, and they've got some of the scenes, some of the props used for the scenes in the film. It's done in claymation, which is it's a stop-action process. So I'm going to go take a look at what they got over there, and I'll be back.
I want to go park hopping fast, ride dropping, flying through space, mountain sky.
I wanna
magical
go.
Dreaming tower, drop screaming, it's a spectacular night.
I want to go.
Jungle cruise roaring, Toy Story scoring, electric light parade in my heart soaring.
I wanna
everyone
go.
Dancing, fireworks blasting, let's go to Disney summer.
Genie
wishing, ice cream dishing, laughing, autographing tonight.
I wanna
move
go.
A busting, pixie dusting, soaring high, clean out of sight.
I wanna
water falling, cannonballing, I think I hear the pirates calling. Teacups twirling, mountains splashing, let's go to Disney summer nightastic. Let's go to Disney summer nightastic.
Hey, Pocketeers, I'm at the exhibition of the Frankenweenie art, and it is really a nice exhibition. If you get a chance to get out here before November the 5th when it wraps up, you're going to be very pleasantly surprised. It's they've got 1, 2, 3, 4 displays of scenes set up from the movie. We've got three displays, and one of just some of the character maquettes. You've got the classroom, the attic, and the kitchen scenes set up here. The attic is amazing. It's a little annoying because there's a bunch of little toggle switches that all the kids are playing with. You can hear it in the background. And then they've got a display of the sketches from the film. some of the costumes, and well, a couple dozen characters, all on little platforms. A couple of them have the skin cut away so you can see the skeleton that allows them to be posed. Those are really cool, especially one of Sparky. The dog's name actually isn't Frankenweenie, it's Sparky. So you get a chance to see that and kind of how they do things. But it is really amazing. You know, it makes me want to go see the original film. A lot of that noise in the background, they've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 big screens set up here, and they keep showing kind of a trailer slash making of movie for the film, with interviews with Tim Burton and Martin Short and some of the other people that do voices for the film. It is really cool. Make sure you take a look at the website. Don't just download the podcast from iTunes this week. Go to podcasteer.com, because on the website I'm going to have a bunch of photographs of the displays here on the website. It'll whet your appetite, make you want to come out here and see it. Alrighty, I think I've devoted enough time to Frankenweenie here this week. I played the trailer for you last week, and I'm not going to play it again for you this week, so I'll try to find something. Maybe I can find a good copy of the audio from the film they're showing in here at the animation building, because the one that I've got on here has got a lot of noise in the background. I may play this for you depending on how it comes out. I haven't heard it yet myself, of course. So I'll have to see how it comes out and see if it's something usable. Alrighty. Well, on with the rest of the show. I hope you enjoyed this little Frankenweenie segment.
Cuando Víctor pierde a su mejor amigo,
Sparky was a great dog.
Él descubre una solución impactante.
Sparky, I can't believe it.
Your dog is alive.
El 5 de octubre, el Día de los Muertos, llega por adelantado.
Something big is gonna happen.
Boom! I need your help.
My problem, Vigo.
Yeah, he's right.
Frankenweenie, clasificada PG, in 3D and IMAX 3D, el 5 de octubre.
Cool.
It's the Frankenweenie Monstrous Sweepstakes. Enter for your chance to win a ghoulish getaway to experience Halloween time at the Disneyland Resort, with 4 days and three nights of fun for the whole family.
I can't believe it!
Experience a behind-the-scenes look at Frankenweenie, the new movie from Disney and Tim Burton, at the Art of Frankenweenie exhibition, where you'll get a special sneak peek of the movie before it hits theaters.
Sparky, that's you!
And be sure to check out Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas X-Scream Makeover at the Haunted Mansion Holiday. Then make your way over to Disney California Adventure for the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror. Don't miss your chance to enter the Frankenweenie Monstrous Sweepstakes. Text Sparky to Disney. That's Sparky to 347-639. And see Disney's Frankenweenie in theaters October 5th.
One little additional Frankenweenie fact here. The Frankenweenie 4D and the exhibition of the Frankenweenie art are both pass holder only until noon. So if you come in and you want to see all of that stuff, don't bother coming over here unless you are an annual pass holder until 12 o'clock. So just wanted to add that and save you a walk over here until it's ready to go. All right, Podcasteers. I have spent numerous hours, about 4 hours, almost five, at California Adventure wandering around. So I am now going to make my way over to Disneyland. I'm standing right now on the Esplanade in front of the Mosco family from Princeton, Indiana. C45017. It was set down here in 2002. That's the little brick out here in the Esplanade, by the way. That's what I was talking about. But I made a little mistake on the last show, and I had referenced international, actually I said national, but it turns out it's international, Tuck Like a Pirate Day. And I had thought that it was on the 16th. Well, in actuality, International Talk Like a Pirate Day is today, the 19th of September. So, of course, what else could I do on International Talk Like a Pirate Day? But I'm going to go ride Pirates of the Caribbean. I believe it's open. So, I don't think I'm going to record that for you because it's been done to death. But I may get little bits and pieces and maybe a yo-ho or two. So, next up, Pirates of the Caribbean. As you might be able to tell, I'm standing here in the entryway of Disneyland. The E.P. Ripley just pulled up. I just wanted to comment on the Halloween decorations. They look more or less the same as last year. Pluto's ears look like they might be a little different than last year. But that's the only thing that I see that strikes me as being different. Everything else pretty much the same as last year. The same thing with the Halloween time decorations. Those all look the same. So as I go down Main Street, I'll chime in if I see anything new or interesting. There's a lot of stuff closed for refurbishing. A lot of barriers up around the City Hall here. They're refurbishing. They've got painting of City Hall up around the outside of it so you can't see it. I always thought that was kind of interesting how they do that. We've got a cloth barrier with the image of the courthouse on it, so it doesn't completely take away from what it looks like. It's actually a photograph of it. I wonder what that cost to put together. Okay, on with the show. Oh, one other thing. As you probably read, if you follow Disney stuff, the Voices of Liberty have been extended on through December. So if you haven't got out here to see them, you got a little more time to do it. Okay, on with my trip down Main Street. Well, definitely some different pumpkins in the windows. Last year they had a pumpkin in the New Century Music store that kind of looked like Louis Armstrong. He was like a trumpet player with puffed up cheeks. And they don't have that anymore. They have one with little musical symbols carved into them. They've got a goofy mummy big fig that I hadn't seen before. Well, the prices are sure up on these things. $215 if you want it. But it's a full-size big fig. That was a nice Mickey Mouse pumpkin. One of the big fig style. And I really like that. That's only $89.95. I may have to get me one of those. Yeah, it's about maybe 10 inches tall with pumpkins up on the ears. I was going to try to put one together like that, but I think it's worth just paying them for it. Because it probably cost me $60 to make one. It wouldn't look as good. up. I'm afraid I'm going to have to come and buy one of those next week. Alrighty. Let's see, there's one down the street just a tad. And little pumpkins in every window. I got one in the... let's see, maybe this... Oh, it's a coffee house or whatever it is here where they serve the coffee. I always forget the names. They keep changing them on me. They have a pumpkin that looks like a chef with a chef's hat on. That's cute. Anything too exciting to report on here, so I'll be back to you when I get over around the Pirates. Wandering back here through Adventureland on my way over to the Pirates. Looks like they're filming a commercial in here at the gift shop. They've got all sorts of gear set up. Seems like an odd time to do it, middle of the afternoon, but, oh well. And then they got Indiana Jones roped off, as I mentioned earlier that it was closed. Says the adventure continues, winter 2012. Well, they're not nailing themselves down to a month, huh? Alrighty, I'm going to sit down, finish my drink here that I just refilled at the Plaza Inn. I'm taking the low road here. Now you see the Columbia is in the dry dock. Well, it's not actually the dry dock, but pulled over there. For the winter, they usually shut Columbia down during the winter and just run the Mark Twain. And the Twain's in operation. They're loading right now. The Pirates is open. Now I think that's very interesting. They have a gentleman with a prosthetic leg working the Pirates of the Caribbean, which is certainly, what's the word I'm looking for, ironic. Hopefully it was his choice. I can't imagine somebody would have done that to be funny. But he's certainly getting around fine. I was hoping to catch him and ask him if he knew what today was. But you know what today is, right?
Taco the Pirate Day.
Very good! I thought for sure I'd walk up here and you'd say, nope, no idea.
No, because he dressed like a pirate for Krispy Kreme. Get a free dozen donuts.
Oh, really? Yeah. I didn't know they were doing that.
Yeah.
As soon as I finish my soda, I got a ride there. Talk like a pirate, yeah. You got to ride pirates. Well, I'm surprised. Vanessa, here at the opening of Pirates of the Caribbean, knew that it was international Talk Like a Pirate Day. Now, I didn't know that about Krispy Kremes. There's no Krispy Kremes anywhere near my house anymore. We actually had the original California Krispy Kremes right near my house in La Habra. It was the one that, if you're in California, you may have seen California Gold gentleman named Huell Hauser. He does a TV show on public TV. And he toured the Krispy Kreme there in La Habra. Like I say, it was the first one, I think it was the first one west of the Mississippi River. But they're gone now. So I have no idea where the nearest Krispy Kremes to me is. But I'm not going to go dress like a pirate, go in there just for the sake of getting a dozen donuts. I don't think I have any pirate gear anyway. So I could dress like a monk or a Tweedledee, but I don't think that'd work. All right, on with the show. Well, the Mark Twain's about to pull away. Now, you know, the ducks definitely seem to have gone south for the winter. There's one duck. All by his lonesome, floating here in the center of the river. And if he ain't real careful, he's gonna get run over by the Mark Twain. I'm sure he'll get out of the way. He had to live this long by not knowing when it's time to get out of the way of the boat. Yep, he's pedaling his way out of the way. I think he knows the track of that boat probably better than the guy driving it. Quite a few people on board as they paddle by, literally. Oh, there's another duck. There's two ducks. It's a mallard.
On our trip, we'll visit the magnificent Columbia, Great Northwest, powerful Potomac, Mid-Atlantic, and the rugged Rio Grande along the border of Texas and Mexico. We'll hear the voices of the pioneers, the native people, and the mysterious characters who tell the unique stories and legends of life of American
legends. There she goes. It's time to dock to Mark Twain and do some paint on the back of that boat. And we'll probably pull a Mark Twain in there once they're done with the Columbia. Do some touch up on it also. There's a duck making some noise over there. Well, there's a third duck. And they're saying hi to each other. Yeah, you know, I liked it better when they used to have the live jazz out here more often. Now it's recorded. They used to have a little, I don't know, four or five piece jazz band that used to wander through the park. And I haven't seen them in a while. I don't know if they got rid of them or just I just happen to have not seen them. Those of you that are Angel fans, if you'll remember, during the very short stint when Disney owned the Angels, that same band used to wander the stands at Anaheim Stadium. And they used to play little pieces of Goofy cartoons when he was pitching. So, I don't know what valid and valuable information that is, but I just happen to remember that. Because as well as being a Disneyland fan and addict, I'm also a fan of the Angels. All right, on with my wanderings around here today. Just about done with my soda, and I'm going to get on the Pirates. Here's our trip on Pirates of the Caribbean. It's very, very quiet. There's a bunch of people eating off to my right. But I already had my corn dog.
Salty old pirates, eh? Sure, you've come to the proper place. But keep a weather eye open, mates.
Thank you.
wide like this, and in between the mirror, the reflection is of us.
Brave or fool enough to face a pirate's curse, proceed.
Something the girl you heard say no 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 no, the wife of the guy getting dunked in the well. That voice is done by the lady who did Rocky the Squirrel.
No need to expose your superstructure. Come on.
The guy talking about superstructure, that's Paul Frees.
Who needs the treasure like the sewer at no mistake? And by thunder, that scoundrel Captain Jack Sparrow will never lay eyes on it. Nor this here king.
And I bet you that one talking about Jack Sparrow is probably Corey Burton. I don't know for sure, but he's the one that usually does that kind of voice.
Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
The donkey's head's working. Sometimes keep an eye on that when you go by there. Sometimes that door will be closed and you don't see the donkey. That's what they do when it's malfunctioning.
Thank you.
this boat. As a skinny seaman. Over here.
That's orange satin with the light shining on it, the fan making the satin whip around. That's how they do the flames. Well, Pocketeers, that's our International Talk Like a Pirate Day trip on the Pirates of the Caribbean. So, without further ado, as I sail around the outside of here and listen to the parrots walk, on with the rest of the show.
Waiting for you at Disneyland, the opening of the Magic Kingdom's most exciting new attraction, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me.
Enjoy a rollicking adventure with the boldest crew of swashbucklers ever to terrify the Spanish Main. Bloodthirsty cutthroats attack a sleepy town.
Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me.
You're in the thick of the action as these three-dimensional pirates dunk the town's magistrate, auction its fair maidens, and set the whole village ablaze.
Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me.
Join the fun and excitement of Disneyland's newest and greatest attraction, an entirely new kind of family entertainment, Pirates of the Caribbean, an audio animatronic experience you'll never forget. See it now at Disneyland, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Hey, Jack Sparrow.
Hmm?
You.
Now, next up is the audio from the Nightmare Before Christmas overlay of the Haunted Mansion. Now, it's not pirate, but it is close by, so I didn't have to walk that far. And it wasn't very crowded, which surprised me. It looked crowded from the outside, but it turned out to not be. So here is a Nightmare Before Christmas, Nightmare Before Christmas overlay.
Christmas delight, come witness a ghoulishly glorious sight. It's time for our holiday tale to begin. There's no turning back now. Please, come all the way in. Our holiday tale is a tale that's quite charming, but during this season, it's sometimes alarming. So relax and reflect. Feel free to take pause while we tell you a tale about dear Santa Claus.
Ladies and gentlemen, the best earlobe Jack has been called. We ask that you please step away from the wall.
T'was the nightmare before Christmas that roamed through the house. Not a creature was peaceful, not even a mouse. The stockings, all hung by the chimney with care, when opened that morning, would cause such a scare. The children, nestled all snug in their beds, would have nightmares of monsters and skeleton heads.
Thank you. knees and keep in their sleigh all hands, arms, legs, or feet. Si cuidas a tus niños, todo marchará felizmente. Los fantasmitos y fantasmitas deben quedarse en su asiento. Y en el cochecito, mantener brazos, manos, piernas y pies adentro. And vultures, the mansion was changed. All was soon covered, the doors bent, deranged. And what to your wondering eyes disappears is Jack's little friend Zero, the ghost dog reindeer. Nothing here was forgotten. It all makes a fine Christmas present. Plan makes a wonderful present. As long as he goes, he can call on his team. Jack's holiday vision was unlike no other. So ring out the bells, there's more cheer to uncover.
Bye.
Arr, Podcateers. We hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Podcateer Podcast, recorded live at the Disneyland Resort in honor of International Talk Like a Pirate Day. This is our best attempt at talking like a pirate. So y'all have a magical Disney week. And we'll see you at the park.
Podcateer is in no way associated with the Walt Disney Company, or any of its affiliates. Any similarity to living persons, or Disney characters, without satirical purpose, or the act of reviewing a product, or reporting on an event, is entirely coincidental. This podcast is a production of Toys Etc. in Southern California, and is protected by a Creative Commons, Share Alike 3.0 license. To contact us at Podcateer, please email us at podcateer@earthlink.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mickey?
Uh-huh?
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
What? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
It's always Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you. M-O-U-S-E.
Home. For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.